Major League Baseball has come down. They have come down. Pitcher's going to be ejected and suspended for 10 games for using illegal foreign substances to doctor baseballs. This in a crackdown, a memo sent out that we knew was coming, and it came out yesterday from Rob Manfred's office. And they've responded to these record strikeouts and a league batting average at more than a half a century low. It's so low. Repeat offenders going to receive progressive discipline. Teams and clubs, employees will be subject to discipline if they don't comply. If you say, I don't want to be checked, you're thrown out of the game if you're caught guilty, and it's a 10-game suspension. Well, Tyler Glass now says, listen, this has affected me. In anticipation of this, we've all geared back to stuff, and it's everything. It's not just spider tack. It is anything but rosin. And he said, listen, I use stuff. I use suntan lotion, and I've stopped using it, and I'm hurt now.
I 100% believe that contributed to me getting hurt. No doubt, without a doubt. I think like it's ridiculous. I have used sticky stuff before. It's ridiculous that like it seems like this whole public perception of like, oh, just like select few people. Like your favorite pitcher probably 50 years ago was using something too. Like if you felt these balls, how inconsistent they were, like you have to use something. So. In the past, my like substance of choice is sunscreen and rosin. Like just nothing egregious, something to where I can get a grip on the ball so it doesn't feel dusty.
Okay, so there's that. And he said, well, he definitely got hurt because of this.
I had to put my fastball deeper into my hand and grip it way harder. And I had to, instead of holding my curveball at the tip of my fingers, I had to dig it deeper into my hand. So I'm like choking the out of all my pitches. My cue I used to use with Snyder was hold the ball like an egg, like nice and loose, be loose. That's out of the window. I can't hold the ball light anymore. I have to dig it deep into my hand. But I'm taking a fastball. I'm squeezing the ball twice as hard. So all of this is I'm recruiting all these muscles, and I'm taking my arm as hard as I can throwing the ball. So I'm going from like a flexed muscle to letting a ball go.
Okay. I'm on board with him. I fully understand Tyler Glass now. And I'll tell you what. People can call him a cheater all he wants, but here's truth from me. If you call him that, you better be prepared to call a whole lot of pitchers cheaters. And also, Major League Baseball is silly, silly and ridiculous for pushing the enforcement of a rule into being in midseason. It's totally reckless, actually.
Well, I don't think Tyler Glasnow's a cheater. I mean, he's used the same stuff, it sounds like, that a lot of guys use to try and get some kind of tack on their fingers on the ball. And I don't have a problem with that stuff, but Major League Baseball does, because guys were abusing the ability to use something to get grip by mixing in crazy stuff. And that's where it started to spiral out of control. They even told pitchers, hey, listen,
right,
we're going to be pulling stuff before the season starts. We're going to be pulling stuff the first month of the season just to check and make sure you guys aren't abusing this. And it actually got worse. They were pulling stuff from games and checking and being like, man, these guys really don't care. They don't care if they get caught. So now Major League Baseball has, in the middle of a season, and rarely am I going to side with Major League Baseball as an organization because they mismanage so many things, Rob Manfred in particular. But in this case, they've said, you guys aren't going to listen and start dialing back on this? Fine. You don't get to use anything, and we're going to check you in the middle of games like a bunch of babies. And we're going to start implementing it in the middle of the season, as stupid as that may be. And I do think it's irresponsible to try this large of a change in the middle of the season. But these guys did it to themselves.
Well, here's the thing, though. They had a conference call last week, and they said there were 36 people on it, union reps. And they met and they talked to the league, and the league said it's spider tech that we're trying to get out, not rosin, not suntan. And so, or anything of the such. So why the drastic change in that? Why the enforcement of that? And Trevor Bauer, for as lunatic as he is, brings up a great point. The umpires are not skilled in this. They're not skilled in the enforcement of it. They're not schooled in the enforcement of it. They're not the suntan lotion police. So why are they now this enforcement agent of, you have this on your glove? Like, there is a difference between a tool and a weapon. Spider tack is used to weaponize the baseball. Suntan lotion or something like that is used as a tool to grip the baseball. There's a big, big difference. A big difference. So what's the difference between a tool and a weapon with pine tar holding a baseball bat?
They asked pitchers to dial it back going into the season. They said, we're going to look for those of you who are still using stuff you shouldn't be using. and guys continued to flout that rule. And again, I am sympathetic to Tyler Glasnow, probably more than a lot of people around here, especially the way he's been pitching the last couple of years. It sucks that he's not going to get to throw for a while and that eventually it may lead to surgery. It sucks for him. But he can thank the guys who wanted to essentially Velcro their hands to the baseball with spider tack. And is it going a step too far from Major League Baseball to now mid-season implement a rule where you can't use anything, even the slightest bit of rosin and suntan lotion or rosin and sweat or whatever? Maybe. But maybe that's what they have to do to get some of these guys to dial it back.
Hitters have said we want these guys to have a grip on the baseball.
Some of them have,
and
some of them have also continued to point out the ridiculous rise in spin rates and the unhittable nature of fastballs up in the zone.
Here's the prediction anyway. Major League Baseball got what they wanted with just a threat. No umpire wants to step in and be this. You know, no umpire is going to end up shaking any pitcher down. Maybe one guy that's a middle reliever, nobody knows who the hell they are, and it's a 12-2 game, and they pitch one guy out of it. But they just scared the guys into stop using the grippy stuff, and they didn't really have to act. They just used words. This is not, no umpire is going to actually act and do this. They got what they wanted by a memo. By a memo. That's it.
Well, if they've got a system implemented where guys are going to be checked as they walk off the mound, then that's the system that's implemented, and I would expect them to implement that system for the rest of the season.
Let me ask you this. Are guys allowed to wear suntan lotion then? Are guys allowed to wear sunscreen at a 1 o'clock game in the screaming heat?
Sure.
Then what? Are they not allowed to itch their neck? Are they not allowed to go to their arm? Like, their substance is going to be on their body. Who is somebody to then vet that?
Do they have to rub their forearm to get... I mean, look, I understand what you're saying. It's ridiculous to tell someone they can't wear sunscreen in the middle of an afternoon game in Texas, for example.
Are they allowed to butter up a baseball anymore to kind of whittle it a little bit? Are they allowed to grab dirt on the off of the mound and kind of rub it on it to get firmer grip? Like, we are now in a more subjective world where umpires are now asked to be policemen.
Well, actually, they've taken some subjectivity out of it by saying, okay, we could allow you to use rosin and suntan lotion because that's been used for years, for decades. We could allow you to use maybe a touch of pine tar. We could allow you to do that because we realize the problem is spider tack, but guys are going to mix the spider tack in with that other stuff and make their own little substances that the guy from Anaheim cooks up for him and ships off to him. And so, guess what? You get to use nothing.
Well, or they could have asked hitters to be better. That's another thing, too. Hitters are involved in this all-or-nothing proposition where they're trying to hit the baseball out of the park all the time. They could have asked hitters to be better. Also, I don't mind them outlawing all the other stuff, but do this first. Supply pitchers with something that has your gracing, that has your blessing, that you give them. Like I said yesterday, a universal substance that Major League Baseball manufactures that they consult with a lunatic like Trevor Bauer and those guys and consult with scientists and say, here, rosin ain't good enough. If you've ever used rosin to throw a baseball, it doesn't match the advantage that a hitter has using pine tar. I've done both. Pine tar doesn't come off.
No,
it doesn't come
sticky,
off with
it's
sweat.
On your hands the rest of the day.
Rosin doesn't work when it's 80 degrees and you're playing in Texas, 100 degrees and you're playing in Texas and your arm is sweating consistently down onto your hand. It just doesn't work. So it's not going to be matched. The hitters now have an inborn advantage by the substance they're able to use more so than the pitchers. The Major League Baseball, before they outlawed this, should have developed a universal substance, they said, here is something you guys can all use.
I don't argue that that doesn't make sense because I think a universal substance that's approved by Major League Baseball does make sense. But again, the instant you give guys that, there's still going to be the guys who try to circumvent the system by adding something to that.
Oh, no. And now Glasnow, you've asked him to throw differently, and he's blown out his UCL.
And that part sucks
and
for
he's
Tyler
blown
Glasnow.
Out, so if he was made to do this in Port Charlotte, and he had 2 months to ramp up for this, I'm okay with it. If you want to take, but to do it on June 15th is garbage to this guy. It really is.
Well, if they hadn't, and again, I'm sympathetic as hell to Tyler Glasnow's plight, or any other pitcher that gets hurt because they've had to change their grip.
This guy was going to win the Cy Young
in the middle of the season, but they gave pitchers an opportunity to dial it back at the beginning of the year, and they actually dialed it up. Some of them.
Well, I don't find that to be the case with Tyler Glasnow, though.
I'm not talking about Glasnow specifically.
What's he supposed to do? Go tell all the other pitchers? He's not involved in their business. How many pitchers are using SpiderTac? Who's dialing it up?
Major League Baseball is. Baseball pulled items, Colin, from the first month of the season. They haven't identified
one
specific
pitcher.
Players. They
haven't Joe West identified one guy. This is because West got one guy.
No, this is because they pulled stuff early in the season and tested it, and they found SpiderTac.
Joe West got one guy. One guy is guilty. One guy.
Okay. There's one guy in all of baseball.
Well, tell me who's guilty then.
I don't have the list, Colin.
Because it doesn't exist.
Okay.
One guy is guilty. Because Joe West decided to be a freaking hero. One guy. It's happened one time, Chris.
No, it's happened one time that you've seen. There are reports, Colin. They pulled items from the first month of the season from pitchers.
Baseball
and they found SpiderTac
for a lot of reasons. It's too long. Guys aren't getting enough hits. It's an all or nothing proposition. Baseball doesn't suck because guys are putting stuff on their hands. Especially sunscreen.
Okay.
That's not one of the reasons baseball sucks. And you talk to baseball hitters, and they tell you the same thing. I mean, but I'll tell you somebody who does suck coming up next. And he sucked again last night, and it's a problem. We get into that and our Twitter poll next. All right, daily Twitter poll from yesterday. In golf's big feud, who you side with? Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau. 76% of you say Brooks Koepka. 24% say Bryson DeChambeau. Daily Twitter poll today. Is Tyler Glasnow right or wrong to blame his recent injury on Major League Baseball's crackdown on adhesive substances? 67% of you, so better than two-thirds of you, say he's wrong. 32.5% of you say that he is right. I'll tell you what, something that is wrong, and I don't know if this can be argued. Gregory Polanco, follow me on this.
Mm-hmm.
He's still hitting fifth in this Pirates order. Okay? Now, on top of his ability to not hit the ball, this happened last night.
Fly ball to right field. Polanco coming on. And he can't make the catch. It's off his glove and he kicks it into foul ground. The Nationals take a 1-0 lead. Gregory Polanco could not make the catch.
It wasn't a figure of speech. He actually kicked the ball. Yep. I mean, that really did happen. But that's his defensive woes. Okay, so Polanco went 1-for-4 last night. So he went 1-for-4. So you figure within the throws of that game, that's 250. Okay?
Right.
And his average raised.
Mm-hmm.
He went 1-for-4 and his average went up a point. He's now hitting 203. Gregory Polanco is. I can't do it anymore with this guy. You know, I've been there for a long time. He is at 203. At no point in June has he been over 215. He's hitting 143 for the month. I understand the money that's invested. You got to pay him either way. I don't get why they continue to march him back out there and put him in the middle of the order. This is something where a lot of people crow just to hear themselves crow about the Pirates. It's embarrassing and a slap in the face that Gregory Polanco keeps getting a game every day. There's no other way to put it. There's nothing that people can do. This isn't an ownership issue. It's not this. It's that. It's the general manager and the manager need to get together and go, we can't play this guy anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the best 12-game stretch of his season, he was 11-for-43, so 256 with a pair of homers. That was it. And that was the last couple weeks of May. And he's not a starting caliber player in Major League Baseball. He's barely rosterable.
What tool does he have out of the five? That's what I was thinking about yesterday.
Exit velocity. Right.
Tool does he have out of the five?
I'm not going to sit here and take up for Gregory Polanco as an everyday player. I also don't know how many guys they have behind him who are necessarily better because they don't. But, I mean, that argument is not enough at this point. You know, it's one I stood by for the first 2 months of the season. I don't know if it's necessarily enough anymore to continue to give you reason to march him back out there. If you're going to march out a guy hitting 190, at least make it a guy you don't know as much about or that can actually throw the ball in from right field or actually play the position.
There's an asterisk. So last night, Tabata makes his way back into the West Virginia power lineup. He goes and he hits fourth for them, of course. 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored to raise his average to 438. But then after missing like four or five games with this team, Thibodeau was pinch hit for. So I wonder if he got hurt again.
Oh.
Yeah, they get killed. They're not very good.
Wow.
But Thibodeau is hitting .438 for the West Virginia Power. Unaffiliated ball. There's your right field solution.
Yeah, they're just saving tread on the tires for his major league team.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
That's what it is.
Maybe. But I hope. Now, it's hard to get reports from this West Virginia Power team. They do not update the news section on their website at all.
Yeah.
This team, this Charleston Gazette or whatever that covers them, just pretty much reprints the box score. So
they're technically under the MLB umbrella, but not affiliated. And yet they still don't. They don't provide as much information as like the Wild Things
right.
do. The Wild Things, the Frontier League, they give you box scores, post-game interviews.
Yeah.
Down there,
it's
West Virginia
like they're
Power.
Playing in a cave, and they're not allowed to tell anybody what happens.
Well,
to
Charleston,
like,
West Virginia, a cave. Is there much difference?
Right. It's like they're the Cue Creek Miners, and they just come out. They're like, what happened in there? Well, we can't tell you
Thomas
everything.
Is still alive!
Right. He's good. He's all right. We can't tell you everything. So, I don't know. But Todd, but I hope he's not hurt again.